Welcome to Lone Oak First Baptist Church. We are glad that you are here. It's going to be a special night of music and sharing the gospel through song. We are thankful that you're here. If you're a guest with us, we'd love to connect with you. You can fill out the connection card in the bulletin and tear it off and place in the offering boxes at the doors, or you can text the text number to connect with us. If you text the word connect, 270-398-5005, that'll take you to an online connection card. You can see the number up on the screen, or other words you can text if you'd like to learn more information from us or find out, or us to even help you make a decision toward the Lord if you text that word today. Tonight, our Notes of Joy choir is going to be singing the songs of Bill and Gloria Gaither. You'll hear more about that through the narration, and we have our special musical guest, Jeanette Davis, and the One Accord Quartet, and all of these songs share the gospel and point us to Jesus and the good news that he is our Savior and Lord and our soon coming King. So we're glad that you're here to celebrate that with us. The words are going to be on the screen, and so you just feel free to sing along and to worship, and we're going to ask you to sing with us as well some tonight. So thank you for being here again. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, thank you for your goodness to us, and God, thank you that you have given us a song to sing, the song of the redeemed. Thank you for our testimony of Jesus changing our life, and thank you for songwriters like the Gaithers, who have put that testimony into musical lyrics that help us to proclaim you and then to worship you as well. May you bless all who sing, and may we all draw near to Jesus and hear his voice tonight and then respond in Jesus' name. Amen.
Tonight, the Notes, well, there we are. Tonight, the Notes of Joy choir will sing some great Christian songs written by the well-known team of Bill and Gloria Gaither. The Gaithers are American singers and songwriters of gospel and Christian music who have composed over 700 songs. A few of their well-known songs include "The Longer I Serve Him," "Because He Lives," "The King Is Coming," "Sinners Saved by Grace," "Something Beautiful," "He Touched Me," "It Is Finished." There's something about that name. The family of God. Let's just praise the Lord and "I Believe in a Hill Called Mount Calvary." Their songs have been performed by such artists such as David Cowder, the Imperial, Sandy Patty, Carmen, Amy Grant, the Cathedral Quartet, the Spears, and the Sattler Brothers, and even, yes, Elvis Presley, the King. But we know who the real King is. We're not singing here to honor the Gaithers, but rather to share the gospel message of salvation, encouragement, and hope expressed in some of their most loved songs.
And we're going to let you start. Would you stand with us and sing "The Family of God" and "The Longer I Serve Him"?
I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by his blood. Joint heirs with Jesus as we travel this side. For I'm part of the family of God.
Sing it again.
My life,
That's your testimony. Say amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Miss Jeanette Davis is going to come and sing for us. When I put together this Gaither concert, I thought of her singing. She sings with her trio one of the Gaither songs. I just feel like something good is about to happen. And I said, and this was 3 or 4 months ago, I said, can you sing that? And she's had several health issues and medical problems. The Lord has brought her through time and time again, and she's going to sing for us tonight. So come on, Miss Jeanette.
I just feel like something good is about to happen. I just feel like something good is on its way. He has promised that he'd open all of heaven. And brother, it could happen any day. When God's people humble themselves, call on Jesus, and they look to heaven expecting as they pray. I just feel like something good is about to happen. And brother, this could be that very day. I have learned in all that happens just to praise him, for I know he's working all things for my good. Every tear I shed is worth all the investment, for I know he'll see me through, he said he would. He has promised I, nor ear can hardly fathom, all the things he has in store for those who pray. I just feel like something good is about to happen, and brother, this could be that very day. I have noticed all the bad news in the paper, and it seems like things are bleaker every day. But for this child of God, it makes no difference, because it's bound to get better either way. I've never been more thrilled about tomorrow. Sunshine's always bursting through the skies of gray. I just feel like something good is about to happen, And brother, this could be that very day. I just feel like something good is about to happen. And brother, this could be. Sister, this could be. Brother, this could be that very day.
Wow, what a testimony. I hope you can remember the time when you gave your life to Jesus. Whether it's been a few months or several decades, it's been 54 years since I accepted Jesus, since he touched me and made me whole.
Then the hand of Jesus.
after we're saved, that's not the end of the story. Jesus continues to sanctify us, make us more like him through our entire life, the process of becoming more like Jesus until he calls us home and becoming Lord of our life. Jesus is Lord of all.
Some people think that becoming a Christian means that all of our problems will just go away. But that simply just isn't the truth, because we still live in a sinful world. God doesn't promise to eliminate all our problems, but he does promise to walk with us every step of the way. Deuteronomy 31:6 says, "Be strong and courageous, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you." Most of us will remember the devastating tornado outbreak that swept across Kentucky in December of 2021. Even then, God's peace was available to us. You may remember the video that went viral. It testified to peace and hope that the world can't understand. As a man played, there's something about that name on a piano that stood in the ruins of his destroyed house.
I believe that even in the midst of trying times, there is a peace that can be found. My faith is very important to me, and so it's soothing and calming, and I think we all probably could have used a little bit of that this weekend.
No matter what struggle you're going through, the name of Jesus can send rescue and help and peace and comfort and even more. Let's stand and let's sing that song. There's something about that name. Quartet is going to come and sing a medley of Gaither songs. They sing Gentle Shepherd, He is the Lord our Shepherd, and then I Will Serve Thee, He's the one who takes our broken pieces and heals them, and then I Believe in a Hill Called Mount Calvary.
Help us.
Gaither's song was written during a very painful time for them. During the late 1960s, while expecting their third child, they went through a rather traumatic time. While Bill was recovering from a bout of mononucleosis, he and Gloria, along with other members of their church family, were the objects of false accusations and belittlement. Across the nation, the educational system was being infiltrated with the idea that God is dead, while drug abuse and racial tensions were increasing. It was a special time of fear and torment for Gloria. With all its craziness surrounding her, the thought of bringing another child into the world was taking its toll on her. She remembers sitting in fear on New Year's Eve. Then, suddenly, she was filled with a sweet, calming peace, like a loving parent bending over her baby. It was as if her heavenly Father saw his Gloria and came to her rescue. Her panic gave way to a calmness and an assurance that only the Lord can give. She felt assured that the future would be just fine because it was in God's hands. The peace that she felt gave rise to one of the most famous Southern gospel songs of our time, "Because He Lives." The first verse is a presentation of the gospel of Christ, reminding us of his death and burial and resurrection. In the second verse, we see the life of a new baby and sense the assurance that Christ alone can give. Every child of God can have a victorious life because Christ lives.
My burden's out of the way. My Holy Spirit guides me as I travel day by day. I just pull into the station and I get a full supply.
Walk this road to glory,
children,
my Lord and I.
In Jeremiah 29:11, God says, I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and to not harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. And what a future he has planned for us. One day, Jesus our King will set foot on the soil of this earth, and we who are his redeemed will rule and reign with him. Mark 13:33 says, be on guard, keep awake, for you do not know when the time will come. 1 Thessalonians 4:16, 17, for the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with a voice of the archangel and the sound of the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will always be with the Lord. Jesus, our King, is coming soon.
Will sound, all of the tears shall rise, rise to me in the And that is our promise in Scripture that the King is coming back. You know, it's been said before that if every promise in the Old Testament about Jesus' first coming, there are three promises about his second coming. Christ is going to return again. Every day, maybe the day. We don't know when Christ is going to return, but I know this, we're closer now than we were yesterday. And the question is, are you ready? Have you given your life to Jesus Christ? Has there been that time in your life when you've admitted you're a sinner, saying, God, I can't save myself, that I believe that Jesus Christ came, he died for me, he was buried, and the third day arose, and that he's coming back, and I confess, I choose to give everything I have to you. If you haven't done that decision, we're going to ask you if you would do it this evening. If you're watching online, if you would text the word today at 270-398-5005, and a minister will give you a call, if you would like to make that decision tonight about getting ready for when the King will be coming. If you're here tonight and you'd like to give your life to Christ, will you do so? Or maybe you need to join our church or a fellowship. Maybe there's some other decision you need to make, either privately or publicly, whatever it may be. Will you make that decision tonight? If you would stand as we go to the Lord in prayer, and then we'll have a hymn of invitation. Our Father in heaven, you have told us that the King is coming. And Father, this plan of yours from the beginning of the foundation of the world, we see the promises, Father, even in the book of Genesis, that Christ, the Messiah, is going to come. And Father, we see how you worked it through the Old Testament, establishing Israel, establishing the kingdom, establishing, Father, the Messiah coming. We see it in the New Testament when Christ came. Father, we see it in the letters, Father, in the New Testament, showing and telling us about how Jesus Christ came for us and will come again. And so now, Father, we pray you'll speak to us and call us to yourself. And Father, let us respond in faith. We pray this, Father, in Jesus' most holy name. Amen.
I will serve thee because I love thee. You have given life to me. I was nothing before you found me. You have given life to me. Heartaches, broken pieces, ruined lives are why you died on Calvary. Your touch was what I longed for. You have given life to me.
I will serve thee.
I will serve thee because I love thee. You have given life to me. I was not.
Be seated just for a moment, please. I believe with all my heart that 100 years from now, people will still be singing the Gaithers because they focus on Jesus. And every song, as they were singing the songs tonight, I remember these are songs I heard, and how some of these songs, I can tell you where I was when I heard them the first time, or when it ministered to my life. And I think that will continue on. When you put an emphasis on Christ, when you put an emphasis on Jesus, it will always last. And so thank you, Nosu Joy. Thank you, Mark. And give them a hand for the talent God has blessed them with. And now with fear and trepidation, I'm going to turn this over to Jeff.
Shazam! All right. Come on up here. Polly Brasher has come, just been joining, been singing with us. And we're so happy that she's coming by letter from Troy Baptist Church down in Tennessee. And we're so thrilled that you've come. And we just want to be the church God has called us to be for you. Let's celebrate her coming. Amen. Amen. We'll get your picture in the now. Let's pray. Father, we just love you, and we thank you so much for what you're doing in and through this church. Father, thank you so much for Notes of Joy. And Father, as they have praised you and led us in worship tonight, continue to bless them, Father, to use them to reach this world for Christ. Father, we thank you for Miss Polly coming. We just thank you for her love for you and the encouragement that she brings by joining us. Father, help us to remember that we have some decisions we need to make in our lives, Father, maybe to be more faithful to you, maybe to join this church, maybe to be baptized, accept Jesus, Father. Just lead us. Help us be obedient and faithful to your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you.